Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome back to our program, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I want to tie a bunch of things together here, and the first thing that I want to tie is I want to start out with the assertion that there's a hierarchy of groups that are targeted by the ruling Jewish elite. The first one is white people. White people of any stripe, because, you know, even liberal white people can't get into Harvard or Yale or whatever. They won't be able to get into good schools. They're subject to not getting promoted, to not getting hired. You know, even the liberal white people are. It's because they're white that they're being targeted. And who are they being targeted by? They're being targeted by the Merrick Garland's Jewish attorney, Department of Justice, and the FBI, and Mayorkas's Jewish Homeland Security thing, and virtually all of the institutions are arrayed against us on that. The second, and I agree, you mentioned it earlier with the Catholics, although I disagree with you in some of the contexts. The second are conservatives. There's conservatives of any color. So white people are the worst. Conservatives are the second worst. And that could be black conservatives like Candace Owens, who's banned from everywhere and shouted down. Mm-hmm. Or they could be of whatever color, but they don't like conservatives. The third is Christians. And they can be Christians of any color, right? Christians mm-hmm. come in any color. What they don't come in is they don't come in as Jews. Christians aren't Jews. And so it's not the FBI targeting the Jews. It's targeting the Christians, the majority of the country, by the way, still. So I want to take that from some of the problems that we're already having in the world. You talked about the border and what a mess, what a complete cluster, you know what that is.
Yeah.
It's the death of the country. And who championed that? Who's championing the NGOs that are giving them money? And the Democratic controlled legislature and the executive that's letting this happen. Again, the Jewish Homeland Security, the Jewish Department of Justice, and everything else, they're letting this happen. They're directing this. All right. So mm-hmm. the great replacement, the fact that we have no border, you can lay that to the hands of the Jewish power elite. The second thing, one of the biggest, of course, you talk about it, is elections. Maybe it's the first. I sent you yesterday, it must have been five articles. One was that out of Mideast Eye, where there's some Israeli cyber unit that they've investigated and identified
yes.
that is fixed elections in 30 different countries. Africa,
yeah, I posted
Asia.
That one.
Yeah, I know you did, and they accentuate Africa and Asia. But who gives a crap about Africa and Asia when their bread is buttered right here? You think they're not fixing elections here?
Like of course
Google
they are.
Or Facebook? Yes, Google, Facebook, the New York Times, the Salzburgers, and the Oaks, and all the people that own them, and the all the papers, the people that own. The Chicago Tribune, they own them all. The people that own every single one of those media companies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every single one of them, they're owned by Vanguard and BlackRock. And who are they owned by? They're owned by the Federal Reserve. And who controls that? The Jews. And by the way, you can look at the president of Vanguard, president of BlackRock, president of State Street, president of Goldman Sachs, and they're all Jews too. But nevertheless, when they're talking about targeting Catholics, it's not because they're conservative, although generally Catholics are generally conservative, but they're
yeah.
liberal Catholics. Like, remember the Bergens when we were kids, the anti-Vietnam Bergens, the priests,
yeah.
or even Daniel Patrick Moynihan was Catholic, and he had his liberal viewpoints about some things. But it's because they're white and they're Christians. And believe me, they're not Jewish. They're not, Catholics aren't Jewish. Christians aren't Jewish. And then we have all this drag queen story hour and all this other stuff. Look who's doing that. Look who's pushing that agenda in every way. You know, and all the, then the George Soros guys who are pushing ISIS, Antifa, BLM, owning a lot of media, pushing all these liberal prosecutors and judges that are killing us, as well as the border, and also doing the color revolutions everywhere, and getting us into interventions everywhere, like we had in Libya, mm-hmm. we have in Syria, and we have in Yemen, and you know, Kiev is a completely Jewish-run thing. Victoria Nuland, Blinken, Zelensky, the chocolate guy before Zelensky.
Poroshenko.
They're all Jews. Everybody in his cabinet, Zelensky's, are Jewish. They're 1 or 2% of the population. They've never had a Jewish leader there before. But ever since we had the takeover and we installed the government that we put in, who did the Jews put in? They put in Jews. And then they succeeded, that they went and laundered money, and it's a cash cow for them. Who's going to be doing the cleanup on and signed all those contracts? BlackRock, Jews. J.P. Morgan Chase, who are they? Jews. Who are they owned by? Federal Reserve. Prints money out of nothing. You can accomplish anything if you can print money out of nothing. And so, you know, so another election thing that I talked about yesterday was Matt Gaetz. They dropped, weren't even charges. But
yes.
What happened with Matt Gaetz? Matt Gaetz, the Biden administration and the Merrick Garland Jewish Department of Justice saw a rising conservative star who they couldn't get anything on. Right, so they tried mm-hmm. to entrap the guy with, and how did they do it? Well, the Jewish Attorney General and his Department of Justice leaked that he was being investigated for human trafficking and pedophilia with young women mm-hmm. and probably young boys, and they leaked that out with no proof at all. And who then picked that up immediately? The Jewish New York Times. And the Jewish mainstream media picked it up. And so for 2 years, under the liberals who are controlled by them, as are both parties, right? Look at the people who are the chairmans, you know, at any rate, so he's been Matt Gaetz, who's a courageous guy. They couldn't get him. So he couldn't raise money, but what he could have raised, because he was under this cloud. If you
yes.
checked it yesterday, on Wikipedia, another Jewish thing. And the very first thing, you look up Matt Gaetz, and they'll talk about the charges against him. Well, there weren't even any charges. There was an investigation that got leaked, and now they're not even charging the guy.
No, they're not.
2 years later. But that's the way that's the way they do it. And they had their stormtroopers with Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And this is a completely Jewish thing. There's no other way to get around it. I'd be happy to debate you on that. If you want to take the other side, I don't know how you can. I'll crush you on it. But if you want to take the other side, I'd be happy to talk with anybody about this. And by the way, before, if they can't get the guy through bribery, like Gaetz, like usually through the campaign contributions, then they try to get you through blackmail. If they
yes.
in the past, if they can't get you through blackmail, they'll kill you. They'll actually kill you if you're important enough, if you stand in the way enough. And look over, and we're not allowed to have a wall. They have a wall. We have to have gay marriage. They don't have gay marriage in Israel, right? No gay marriage
yep.
in Israel. You know, on and on. They're absolutely Nazis in Israel against the Palestinians. But here, you know, as long as it's undercutting the country as a whole and white people in particular, they're fine with it and they'll back it. It's everywhere we look. Then there was another. Then we look at the spill that happened in East Palestine. Guess who owns that company? Biggest shareholder? Vanguard. Second biggest
yes.
shareholder? BlackRock. Guess who's covering that story or not covering it? Well, the media. Guess who owns them? BlackRock and Vanguard. Guess who does their editorial contract? Well, look who they are. Look who they are. They're all Jewish. I mean, everywhere we look, from the dollar, right? They're pushing us against Iran. They're pushing it against China. They want us to get into Ukraine to save their investments. Yeah, Mike, it is what it is, and I know that you're doing a fine line, and I understand that you really can't agree wholeheartedly, at least on the air. But I'm telling you that's the way it is, and the fact that we can't really have a Republic Broadcasting Company and really talk about this in any depth, because they'll get us here too. They'll get us anywhere. You're not allowed to talk about them. You're not allowed to mention them. If you make them feel uncomfortable, how uncomfortable do you think the white kids feel when they're going to school and they're being demonized as white supremacists by all the Jewish newspapers and the culture setting?
It's got to be having a bad effect on their heads.
Yeah, I mean, they literally get their little butts beat, and worse sometimes. And yet, if you even say the word Israel, you know, the Jews on a campus will say, "Oh, I feel bad. You're not allowed to say that. You can't have this speaker. You can't have that opinion. That's anti-Semitic. That's white supremacist. We're not allowed to have an identity at all." And that's also a Jewish thing, because divide and conquer is what they do everywhere. How do you think 1.5% can dominate the other 315 million people here? It's black against white, Catholic against Protestant, Christian against Muslim, Mexican against, in every way, gay against straight, old against young. They will bisect us and cut us up into every single way, which they can do because they control every organ of information and the very dollars we have in our pocket. They can create any bubble with the Federal Reserve, and they can deflate any bubble. And since they have advanced knowledge, since they're doing it, they make money going up and going down, either way.
Yes, they do. It's like a giant heartbeat of inflation, deflation, that pumps the real wealth from the ordinary people to the pockets of the bankers. We've talked about that before.
It's all pervasive, frankly. It's so big, you really can't. It's hard to get your mind around all of it. I'm sure, you know, when I hang up, I'll think of 50 more things I could have said. But it's so big, you can't even get your mind around it in one 15-minute conversation or whatever it is I've been on, which I got to get off. I know you got callers.
Yes.
But thank you for letting me rant. And, Mike, you're one of the only places, and Republic Broadcasting is one of the only places in the world, not just in the United States, in the whole goddamn world, that you can have that a comment like this can be made. And my hat is off to you, and that's why I started listening to you to begin with, is because you are freedom of speech. You can't. It's hard to go anywhere else and get it.
It is, and, you know, that's what we're trying to do here at RBN and whatreallyhappened.com. And, again, you know, I'm reluctant to paint a broad brush, but I'm certainly willing to talk about individuals who are definitely not working in the best interests of our society.
I got you. Thanks, Mike. Have a good weekend. Best to Claire.
All right, I certainly will. Let's go to Rob in Idaho. Hello, Rob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Good. I would like to add a bit of what I believe is clarification to what Peter was saying. If you watch Fall of the Cabal on Rumble or one of the websites on the computer, you can see the history of the cabal from ancient times, wherein it shows that the people calling Jews, Peter's talking about the Jews, they're actually Khazarians who adopted the Jewish religion or the Hebrew religion in ancient times, and therefore call themselves Jews, but they're not Judahites of the 12 tribes of Israel.
No, they're not.
But they're very powerful. They're rich. They're power hungry. They're the ones behind everything. And in fact, the word Jew didn't appear in any language until 1775. It wasn't in the Bible until then. And you can look that up, too. But that's not what it's called about. I've learned some things that I think are interesting. And like he said, tie together a few things that might be of interest. Just in the last 20 hours, I haven't heard anything much at all about the second train derailment, this one yesterday or last night in Michigan. But in line with that, I just learned today that in 2022, there was a movie made called White Noise.
Yes, I've gotten a lot of email about that.
Have you? Well, its theme is a derailed train in Ohio that happened supposedly in 1984. Now, you know that the Illuminati and other, you know, the cabal use Hollywood to show what they're going to do to the Goyim.
Well, I know that's a popular theory here, but in this case, I think it genuinely is just a coincidence, because I don't think the train derailment in Ohio was done intentionally. I think it was the result of corporate greed, recklessness, you know, cutting corners, cutting safety rules, you know, they're now thrashing around trying to avoid the consequences of their reckless behavior. I don't think it was done intentionally.
I thought it was most interesting when I first heard it on the radio that the wreck occurred in Palestine, Ohio. That's how they were saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may remember when the space shuttle blew up over Texas.
Yes.
That shuttle carried astronauts from about seven different countries who were members of either five or seven different religions. And the official story is that they blew up over Jerusalem, Texas. Now, Texas has a lot of little towns, and at 17 or 12,000 miles an hour, it's hard to tell which one they were over. When
yeah, I was just about to say, I mean, you know, the debris was scattered over a huge area. And I remember when that shuttle disaster happened, it was rather upsetting that the media was focused on the one Jewish astronaut who had formerly been an IDF pilot who helped blow up Iraq's power station. And all the other astronauts, it was like, well, yeah, they were there too, but we've all got to, you know, pay attention to Israel's first astronaut. And, you know, the media really did reveal its pro-Israel bias on that one.
Yeah. Well, there's plenty of evidence that NASA itself has very many fingers dealing in the occult. And I believe that was a sacrifice.
You know, I was with NASA for a lot of years, and I didn't see any of that. It was pretty much straightforward science organization.
Well, things change too, Mike. But it's amazing to me that the official narrative was the insistence that that shuttle blew up, sacrificing those people's lives over Jerusalem, Texas, and now this train derailment happened in Palestine. Give me a break. And the derailment that happened yesterday in Michigan supposedly has train cars carrying some of the same chemicals.
My understanding is there was only one car in that train that contained hazardous chemicals, and it was not breached. It's upright, and
yeah,
it's not leaking,
that's right.
and that's why it's not getting
breached.
A lot of media attention.
Yeah,
anyway,
not breached. Okay, one more last thing that came to
real
me last
quick.
Night.
You got 10 seconds.
The 1997 movie with Mel Gibson starring called Conspiracy Theory.
I remember that one. I actually rather enjoyed it.
Go back and review.
Okay, Rob, I got to let you go. Rob, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Oh, yeah.
times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, I never heard the beep or whatever. Hey, I just wanted to ask a quick question. Have you ever looked into Roger Waters' speech to the UN? It's about 14 and a half minutes, and it's recent.
I saw it pass by, but I didn't actually watch it. You want to give us the high points?
The high points are is he's very sincere, and he's talking about 4 billion people, that these people, when they have peace at their option, are refusing to do it, and we only have one world to share, and they're willing to blow it to smithereens. So I thought it was pretty good.
Well, I'll have to hunt that down and link it to my website because I'm pretty much of the same opinion.
I'm with you, too. I mean, I think he's speaking for a good 4 billion people. So, all right, that's all I wanted to say. Have a good weekend.
All right, same to you, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello, Bruce. Are you there? Okay, I think maybe we lost Bruce. And oh, you are here. Okay, all right, Bruce, what's on your mind?
Yeah, on that Microsoft chat AI, you said it wants to kill the humans. told you, man. Skynet is here.
Yep.
If we can hear this transmission, you are the resistance. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for you to talk some more.
Yeah. Well, Peter did a good job, probably better than I could, of running down a few of my topics. But I'll just tack on that we are all Palestinians now, is not a MIMS.
Yeah.
The economic terrorism they do against them, the ecological terrorism, they spray their villages with refuse. They dump hazardous waste into streams that flow into Gaza. They do all sorts of stuff like that.
Israel tends to dump their raw sewage into the water supply for the Palestinian towns, and they've been doing it for a very, very long time, which, of course, leads to cholera.
Yeah, and where's the UN at? You know, where's the saying about killing your own people, you know?
Israel doesn't consider the Palestinians their own people. In fact, they don't even consider them, you know, to be humans. So,
that's a shame. And, we gave $113 billion to Ukraine in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't give anything to the people of Ohio that need help.
I mean, that's absolutely shameful, and we've seen this hard-heartedness. I mean, you know, Biden didn't want to help out the people in Turkey and Syria who suffered under that horrible earthquake. Now we've got this environmental disaster, and rather than actually dealing with it, they're just trying to hush it up and make it all go away. And again, the reason this turned into such a disaster is instead of acknowledging there was a spill of toxic chemicals and cleaning them up properly, they just set them on fire and said, this will get rid of it and we can open up the rails and go back to business. They should have consulted with a chemist as to what was going to come out of that burning mess. And that, of course, is things like phosgene and dioxin.
Right. If they could reuse those chemicals, what they could have done was put them into vacuum trucks. I used to work in the oil field in the fracking area, and you had vacuum trucks that would take the water that would come up with the oil, take it out of the tank, take it to a disposal site, which is an empty well. It's way, way down. They'll never be seen again.
But there have been problems with some of these toxins injected into these fracking wells, finding their way to the surface and, killing off fish in streams and lakes.
Well, yeah, the frack itself, yes. But the disposal sites aren't fracked. These are just wells that are dry, and they have to be so deep that way beyond where they'll never come back up to the surface.
I don't think that's really working, because if you're pumping wastewater down into those wells, effectively you're going to be fracturing the rock strata at the bottom of that well, and then from there these contaminants can spread on out.
Yeah, the frack is actually an explosion underground. We'll cut it off.
I thought it was hydraulically driven. I don't think they use actual explosives for the fracking wells. They do in mining, but the fracking wells are fractured hydraulically.
Yeah, it's kind of like an explosion, though, or an implosion when it happens. I felt the ground shake one time. So, anyhow, thanks for taking the call.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Francis, stay on the line. I got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these few words.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk.
And welcome back to our show here. We're going to Francis in North Carolina. And Francis, what's on your mind today?
What isn't on my mind, young man? Big hello to you, young man, as well as to that gorgeous gal, Claire. Miss hearing from her.
Mm-hmm.
And by all means, both of y'all have a fun weekend for that matter.
Thank you.
There's several quick points, one of which got spurred on. I don't recall the name of the fellow that was just on a moment ago before you brought me in.
That was Bruce in Texas.
Okay, Bruce, because he made a very excellent point that reminded me of something. First off, well, the aspect of the folks that fly these planes that are having health issues and so forth with their heart, I think that a lot of people are not going to have a real problem with that. You know why? Because when a plane implodes on top of them, they're going to be busy with their face in front of their little toys that they're walking around looking at, not paying attention to what's going on around them in everyday reality, even to the point of getting hit by a vehicle, let alone a plane. So that takes care of the gene pool in that sense, sadly. The other aspect is, I mean that sort of tongue-in-cheek, making a bad pun out of it, which is very poor, but hey, what can I tell you? How I think sometimes. As far as what happened with Palestine over in Ohio, the fact that they knew about what happened 20 miles west of there in Salem, they should have stopped that train right dead on the spot right there.
That's the problem.
It should never have left Salem. It may have passed through it, but when they saw the sparks and all that, and don't tell me they don't have cameras all over that thing. They do. They had a surveillance camera there in Salem at the train yard, for crying out loud, that saw what was going on. They should have stopped and let it sit there for whatever time was needed and not let it go another inch more, for that matter, which means
But there
negligence.
Was nobody, there were no personnel at that Salem crossing to watch the surveillance camera. They were relying on this hot box system, and now it's looking like the hot box at Salem failed to notify that it detected overheating on the train.
Well, in that case, that put the crew at the Salem station under the same problem of being sued because of negligence. Now, with that being said,
we don't know that there was staff there. I mean, one of the things we're hearing from the people who work for the railroad
is that
staff was being let go. The trains were being run with too few people on them. And, they're making money hand over fist. And then when the disaster happens...
And not the, care.
The, say again?
And not care. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, you brought me to another point. When the aspect came about that people have not only lost livestock, lost their lives as well in Palestine because of what happened back in Salem, the aspect that they're willing to spend billions of dollars over in the Ukraine when that could have been spent here in the States, this would never have happened to start with.
I agree, absolutely.
Over Michigan. Now, in light of what Bruce made a comment about in regards to that, of how that money is being misspent, remind me of a prompting that I heard years ago, back in the 90s, that there was a big question of about who in the D.C., 10-mile area, are Satanists or devil worshippers. Well, you know what? The answer is really, really simple. Anybody that works politician-wise, lobbyist-wise, or whatever have you, in the D.C. area are all Satanists, because it's very obvious that they have their priorities elsewhere than helping the public that they supposedly put them in the office to start with, and they could care less about using those funds to take care of issues in those states that they're supposed to be a part of representing. Instead, they're spending it on their drugs, their sex perversions, their groping for power or authority over other people's lives, let alone each other, for that matter. And so, quite frankly, I think it's pretty obvious who the real Satanists are, and people would say, well, this person's a Satanist, this person's a devil worshiper, blah, 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 blah. Excuse me, you don't have to say who the person's name is. Look at their actions.
Yes.
Not their words. Their actions are just as foul as the fruit that comes off their tree, if they even have any fruit on their tree, let alone between their legs or anywhere else in their body. I mean, come on, let's get realistic. And view the evil that's not divine for what it is, and tell people wake up and actually come to realize, oh, my politician would never do that. Really? Tell me where they've done one thing helpful for your state or your county that actually says that they are a divine being looking out for you. None of them. They couldn't care if you dropped dead the next minute, as long as they get their fix, as you call it, at one point in time.
Yes.
They don't care. They'd rather you be dropped dead than to care for the state, period. And with that, I'll have lime, coconut, and pine for my corona and the variant. Have a great weekend.
Same to you here. And, it's easy to say they're Satanists or they're whatever. I think it is the fact that sociopaths are drawn to power. That's part of the psychology of sociopaths, along with absolute disregard for the consequences of their actions and how they may harm other people. Sociopaths make excellent liars, which is why they can campaign and get people to trust them and vote them. Anyway, we're going to go to Rich in New York. Hello, Rich. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. It's not Rich.
Oh, who am I talking to?
Al.
Sorry, who?
Alan Canada.
Okay, that was not on the list here. And, we lost Rich. And, okay,
Mike,
well.
Squeeze me in. That was
yeah,
really
I'm going
nice
to squeeze you in here, but we've got a whole bunch of callers waiting here, and I think I need a relist. Okay, Al, what's on your mind?
I wanted to add something to what Peter was saying. You know, in the 1800s, there were actual stories in newspapers about 6 million Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
So they were actually using media before even half of the population of the world could even read. They were even literate. It goes to show, you know, how industrious people can be when they mm-hmm. want to do something, and they want to do it collectively. And that's all I have, Mike. Thanks a lot.
Okay, well, thank you very much here. And let's see. Okay, we're going to go to Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I just, the first reason I called in was, I've been thinking about it for a couple of days. I could have swore the day of or the day before the train wreck in East Palestine, you did a story about how, I guess in the Gaza Strip or something like that, that the Israelis were using chemical weapons on the Palestinians. And so it may have blown over a lot of people's heads, and then, like, once that accident happened, I started thinking about it. I'm like, hold on, wait. Didn't they just say that? And I'm wondering if they were almost, like, foretelling or trying to blend the stories to kind of, like, to kind of make it not seem so bad for what they were doing over in Israel. Now, something else to keep in mind, what a couple of other callers kind of just, with what they were saying, it kind of sprung up a couple of other thoughts. Remember the famous court case that got Lincoln recognized? Do you remember that famous court case?
Oh, boy, I'm having... why don't you remind us all?
That steamboats, when they were complaining about having to the train tracks that were running over the rivers, he proposed that steamboats do what? Because they're steam pipes. To put hinges on them to allow them to go underneath. Mm-hmm. Do you remember? Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, that does ring a bell here, and a lot of the traffic on the rivers now have retractable smokestacks. I remember when I was working on the Mississippi Queen, it had two giant smokestacks, and they would actually telescope down into the ship itself to get under the low bridges.
Yeah, the point is no roads or rivers cross railroad tracks. That from that court case or whatever, I don't know if it went to the Supreme Court or not, it could have, that basically the railroads can operate with impunity. You can't do nothing against them, and they can do whatever they want. That has been the mindset ever since the satanic family that Abraham Lincoln came from and that Chuck Todd of MSNBC is his great-great-great-great-grandmother was Mary Todd or something like mm-hmm. that, Lincoln's wife. And she was a crazy witch, but basically that is the satanic ruling and the mindset that that operates with the railroad.
Well, I hesitate to use the phrase satanic. I mean, first of all, Mary Todd Lincoln did have a mental illness. That's pretty much historically established. But originally, I mean, the railroads had priority because of the establishment of the Transcontinental Railroad. And they were given a tremendous amount of latitude, vast amounts of lands that the railroad companies owned in exchange for building that railroad. And that's where all the towns came on up. And that facilitated trade east to west. Then when the river system, the Mississippi River and those other rivers, started doing more commerce north and south, they had to work around the existing railroad infrastructure. So it was a business decision that led to that kind of priority. But the railroads, like the oil companies, they've got a tremendous amount of money. They wield a tremendous amount of political influence. We know that this railroad company was lobbying successfully for a reduction in safety requirements.
Okay, so whether you use my specific terminology or how you generalized it, it's still that's the attitude of the railroads to conduct commerce or business. Now think about this. According to the Bible, and I'm not a big Bible thumper, and I'm not a big, like, Christian guy or whatever. I'm a spiritualist. But as a spiritualist, I recognize the concepts. So one of the concepts is God or Jesus gives you free will to worship him, right? Oh, it's all about free will. You know, you can worship me or not. So, but in order for the devil, which is going to be the opposite, it's not free will. It's of contract. Any business operates under contract. Any business is doing the work of the devil. All business is of the devil.
I hear what you're saying, but I really think that you're trying to find a link where one does not exist. Anyway, we're getting close to the end of the show, and I'm going to let you go, and we're going to go to Rick in Arizona. Hello, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay. Yeah, I just want to let Peter know, you know, be rest assured, you know, the blacks are finding out that the Jews were the slave trade, and so
yes.
They started the knockout game years ago because of that. They were clobbering the Jews in New York City, knocking off their yarmulkes and stuff. Some of the teachers don't even want to be in school and classroom with some of these black males, especially if you're Jewish. That Columbia flew over Texas. It blew up over Palestine, Texas. It wasn't Jerusalem, Texas. Believe it or not, it was a Jewish astronaut exploded over Palestine, Texas. It's a town where a lot of highways intersect. And but I guess
there's a lot of Palestinians in this country. I mean, there's East Palestine, where we just had the derailment. There's also Palestine, Ohio, which is over on the western border, border between Indiana and Ohio. And those names get reused an awful lot. So as far as Columbia, it actually didn't really explode per se. It just started falling apart, and it left a debris trail across pretty much the entire length of the country.
Yeah, but I remember the news broadcast. They were talking about one Jewish astronaut flew up and exploded over Palestine, Texas. I remember the day it happened and the radio broadcast. All right, Mike, thanks for taking the call.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to go to Jack in New Mexico. Hello, Jack. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello, Jack. Are you there? Okay, we're apparently Jack is not there. No Jack, so we're going to go to Dan in Washington.
Hello?
Is this Jack?
This is Jack.
All right, Jack, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Real quick, any donations that you think of that are going to the Ohio people, if you would post that. And also, the Black Caucus, isn't that racism right in front of us? They don't have white members inside it, right?
Yeah, it's obviously an exclusionary group.
Well, I don't have a racist bone in me, so I guess we should get rid of that then, right?
Well, I think so. You don't end racism by being racist.
Exactly. Or, you know, I don't know. The world is getting weirder and weirder every darn day. And you're handling it, my friend. You're handling it.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Hey, well, I'll let you go. Get another person on here.
All right, I certainly will here, and we're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, great call by Peter. I just wanted to say that according to McCarthy, you're not welcome in the Republican Party, Peter, because you're an anti-Semite. So just keep that in mind about, you know, thinking you're going to change the Republican Party. So I just say go with it and be proud to be an anti-Semite and go with the National Justice Party. So I think people should really look into the National Justice Party. I tend to disagree with you. Okay, you can't end racism with racism, but white people need a voice. And like the lady that called yesterday made really great points. I agreed with her 100% about white people needing a voice. But then at
well,
the end,
I think white
said,
people can. I think white people can have a voice without necessarily being racist. It's just we stand up and say we also have a history and a heritage that we are proud of, and you can do that without necessarily being racist about it. Of course, you're going to be accused of being racist in the current political climate, but I would disagree with that appellation.
Yeah, and I agree. And racism is a bad term, yet you're right. I mean, we do have a right to have representation as a group. They will call you racist like you're saying, but I just disagree with the lady yesterday. She made a great point about that. And then at the end, very end, though, I disagree. She said, we have to get these Republicans to stand up for white people. And it's just, it's amazing hearing your intro about the immigration poll, and that poll, you know, it was like that when I voted for Pat Buchanan, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's been, you know, you're talking 30 years of trying to get the Republican Party to do crap. So I just wanted to call and encourage people to look in the National Justice Party, Peter and the lady that called yesterday. That's it, because they're just, they are what they are, and you're going to drive yourself insane trying to deal with the conservative Republican types. You know, that's like I said, Kevin McCarthy came out and said we're not welcome in the Republican Party, so that should tell you something right there. So people like me are not welcome in the Republican Party.
You know, I consider myself a conservative, more of a centrist, but I don't identify with any of the existing parties. I've been thinking about starting my own political party. I'm going to call it the Wild Party, because if you're going to get screwed by the government, you might as well enjoy it.
All right. Have a good weekend, Mike. Thanks.
All right. Same to you. We're going to go to Tim in Arkansas. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, it's called Forbidden Stories out of The Guardian this last week.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the Hannan brothers, H-A-N-A-N-N. I'd never heard of these people. But anyway, this Tal Hannan calls himself Jorge, J-O-R-G-E, which is, you know, George in Spanish.
Yes.
But evidently this guy is bragging. He got caught in almost like this Project Veritas. And he's bragging about how he changed 33 elections these past few years in several countries. And I was wondering if you could listen to that or look that up. And it's out of The Guardian. It's called Forbidden Stories.
Okay, I will definitely look for that. Is this that group out of Israel that's been going around the world, you know, rigging elections for hire?
Well, it's an IDF operative. In other words, I don't know if he's retired or not.
We've already linked to that story, yes.
Oh, did you link to it? Good, okay. Because that's a little ridiculous. He actually admitted to it. I think that's the only way we can catch these people is doing like Project Veritas did. These people are evil. That's the best way to say it.
Well, fortunately, James O'Keefe is going to be staying with Project Veritas. His board of directors was trying to eject him following the expose of Pfizer. And that's because some of the people on his board of directors have compromising financial connections. The people basically said, if James O'Keefe is gone, we're not going to support you any longer, and they backed down, and so he's going to be coming back to do that work. Anyway, Tim, anything else?
Oh, no, just anything you can do to tell Claire High, of course, but anything you can do to keep spreading the message that there's people out here trying to harm us. And like I say, it doesn't matter if they're Republican or Demon Republican. They all work for one family, and that one family is literally destroying us all now. And, of course, we know who that big family is that has all our money. God bless.
All right. Well, thank you very much there. And getting on back to the news here, article out of UNS.com, the U.S. Department of Education has an Assistant Secretary for Civil Rights, Catherine Lamont, who is busy at work making sure parents don't have any rights and are unable to get in the way of her personal agenda of transgendering children. She's pushing new Title IX rules that facilitate school boards to encourage gender transitions without awareness or consent from parents. This sounds an awful lot like a dictatorship and indoctrination. indoctrination. In other words, Lamont is using the U.S. government to impose her personal agenda. Of course, it could also be the other way. It could be the U.S. government using Lamont to push their agenda. And I'm still trying to figure out what the benefit of transgenderism and encouraging kids to go through that is all about. Maybe it's a way of depopulation because, you know, if you go through the surgery and the hormones, you cannot reproduce anymore. And so it's definitely widespread here. Now, down at the University of Richmond, in the fever of wokeness, they removed the name of T.C. Williams from the law school following complaints that he had owned slaves more than 175 years ago, when slavery was, of course, illegal. Well, the Williams family has donated to the university for all these years, and now they're saying that if T.C. Williams' name is not good enough for the university, neither is their money, and they want this university to give back all the donations they've made throughout the years with interest, coming to a total of $3.6 billion. And so there's a little bit of push back there. Let's see, getting into the environmental movement here, and again, we're getting a little bit of snow out here. Gosh darn that human-caused global warming. Over in Scotland, they've got this green-obsessed government, and right now they're dealing with a huge amount of embarrassment because dozens of their gigantic onshore wind turbines are having to be hooked up to diesel generators, leaking thousands of liters of hydraulic oil into the countryside. And I saw an interesting video the other day of one of these giant wind turbines had iced over in the winter weather. And so they had a helicopter burning all kinds of, you know, fossil fuel while up there trying to get the snow off the blades so the damn thing would work again here. All righty. A study has been done, a geological study, and Counterpunch reported on it. And basically what they're saying is that all this talk about solar panels and windmills and everything is not going to work. There simply isn't enough metal in the Earth's crust to build all of these devices that they say will free us from the curse of fossil fuels. Okay. And meanwhile, over at East Carolina University, there's a feminist chemistry class that is saying science is racist, okay, and that's nonsense. No, science is science. Politics can be racist. Science is science, and that's where we are on that. Okay, we are at the end of the show here. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. B is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Have a really good, safe weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
You
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.